Stanley Hughes and his workers at Pine Knot Farms are bringing in the last of the tobacco out of the fields and placing it in curing barns where fans dry it out. 66-year-old Hughes has lived in Hurdle Mills on the Orange and Person County line all of his life. His grandfather purchased the land more than 100 years ago in 1912. Tobacco has been grown here ever since, but it hasn't been easy.
Only thing about farming, you can keep a job, work all the time, and stay broke.
But it helps if you get support from a wife like Linda Leach.
I'm the one that's the wind beneath his wings, the salt on his pork, and the sugar in his Kool-Aid.
I heard that.
Even though Hughes is a third-generation farmer, he has also worked in jobs off the farm, mostly in manufacturing, to make ends meet. The price of U.S. tobacco peaked in the mid-1990s and then began falling off. Cigarette taxes went up, the number of U.S. smokers decreased, and tobacco was cheaper abroad in countries like Brazil. Congress was years away from a tobacco buyout. Hughes had to do something. He learned during a workshop he could get a higher price for his tobacco if it was grown organically.
We started off with 1 acre, then we got up to probably 5 acres before I went totally organic.
By 2000, he switched all the way over. Everything he raised, from collard greens to tobacco, was organic.
Well, so far we done marketed about almost 20,000 pounds. We got probably another 25 to 30,000 more pounds we'll market.
When you say market, you mean it's already sold?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you find it kind of odd that some people who smoke would want organic tobacco as opposed to the other?
Well, they want to die healthy.
Hughes sells all his tobacco to Santa Fe Natural Tobacco Company, an independent operating company of Reynolds American. Santa Fe manufactures the American Spirit brand out of Oxford. It advertises its product as 100% additive-free natural tobacco.
As you say, you've seen, he was one of the people that diversified.
Archie Hart is with the State Department of Agriculture. He's very familiar with Hughes' operation.
He's known as the collards man. He's also does sweet potato. He also does organic tobacco. So he was one of the people that you can look at and say, okay, he took advantage of the buyout and he diversified and he has an income stream coming in as a result of that.
Hart says his office has been working hard to help African-American farmers keep their land after the buyout.
Also, he will probably be more successful at maintaining and keeping his land. And again, the bottom line is making sure that these farmers keep their land.
Hughes, like many tobacco farmers, requested all of his tobacco buyout money in one lump sum. He had a lot of farm debt to pay off.
Okay, I got it. How you doing?
Hi.
Today, Pine Knot Farms is a busy place. Hughes was named the 2013 Farmer of the Year by the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association. His collard greens have even been featured in Gourmet magazine. Folks are always calling, sending emails, and wanting to visit.
You have a lot of visitors that come here. Why? What do they want to see? Why do they like coming?
I don't know. I ain't nothing. I think I'm doing great or exciting, you know.
Really?
No. Just working.
Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.